plans right now for April for the second annual McCook Community College, at McCook Community College, the Booster Club Youth Volleyball Club Tournament, huh?
You bet. We, tell you what, I wasn't sure if to call it second or third, because last year was supposed to be the second, but since it got canceled, we moved forward. We had a big talk about a month ago, 3 weeks ago, and I had a couple of calls, people asking if we were going to have it. I went, that's a good question. So we had a quick meeting, and we decided, yeah, let's plan it, and if things don't happen, you know, I have to cancel, we have to cancel. But we're moving forward with it on April the 17th and 18th this coming year, and we hope that people will get a chance to get out and get some action. So that's what we're moving forward with right now, and we'll see how it goes.
I know the club volleyball scene, always kind of starts about this time with practices, when the tournaments start, really February, March, into April, and I know UNK has already got some tournaments planned for March into April as well, and you try to schedule your tournament around where somebody else isn't having their tournament.
Yeah, that's right. And that's where we kind of got when I got a phone call, they were saying that people are planning them. I went, oh boy, we better get after this and just see if we can get it in the calendar. So with that said, it was hard for us this year because we did not look at where everybody's having their tournaments, because we were controlled. We usually have it the first weekend of April. That's where we had our first one. And, of course, that's, I think, Easter weekend. So we had to move it back. And then I didn't want to, you know, we didn't want to have it without the girls volleyball team, the college girls volleyball team. And they might be playing in regionals at that time. We don't know. And there's a lot of activities going that first 10 days. With everything moved back to spring for junior college sports, it took a lot of calendar out. So we went the very next weekend, the 17th and 18th, and we're hoping that we didn't schedule it along with any other tournaments, but we'll just have to see what happens. So I wanted them around to kind of help too, and so we that's what we talked about, and we're going to give it a shot.
You got the information out to as many as possible. What divisions are we talking about?
We're talking 12 and under all the way up through 18. So 12 and under, 14 and under, 16 and under, and 18 and under. We're planning on playing the 12 and the 14s on April the 17th, which is a Saturday, and we're planning on playing the 16s and 18s on the 18th. You get to the older groups, and they have a lot of school activities going on, so Sunday's about their only day that I know that they still like to play, and so we tried to move it on a Sunday and see if we can make it work. So with that said, we're anybody that's out there and wants to get a team in, you can go to our MCC Boosters website, and you go up in the corner, and I believe it's under calendar, and you go on there, and it'll say fundraising, and you go on there, and it'll say, it'll pop up the registration right there on the website. So I encourage everybody to get that and get their entry forms in to see where we stand with our tournament.
I know the first one a couple of years ago there at the Graff Event Center went very, very well, had some good teams involved.
Oh, yeah, it was an awesome time. I think we ended up with 28 teams for that weekend, and it was a great tournament. And as many people said they would come back, we'll have to see. And we, you know, last year was kind of a wash, but we'll see how it goes this year. And hopefully they enjoyed it. They'll come back and try it again.
If folks have any questions whatsoever, feel free to get a hold of you.
Yep. I've got two numbers on there at 345-4296 or 340-4557. And if I can't answer your questions, I won't say I'm a volleyball guru, but I have Haley Cobes in the background. I'll call and get some answers.
She's on speed dial, isn't she?
She's on speed dial. Haley, if you're listening, I'll be calling you.
Yeah. Yeah, it's going to be, with everything that's happened in all the cancellation, the fall season, everything the spring, I tell you, that Graff Event Center is going to be a hopping place for the next couple of months.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Still moving forward when we're moving forward with Mac Attack, you know, that's coming up real quick. And so it's that place is going to be – it's really going to be hopping. So I saw their schedule for their spring, and boy, it's going to be, I don't know how you ever get in that place right now. So we were lucky, we had to wait till everything was over with, but Jennifer Morgan was kind and got us on the calendar, and we'll see how it goes from here.
So glad that you're doing this, Bob, once again, getting the wheels spinning right now. It's not until April, but April, as we know, will be here before you know it.
Yes, it will. So you got to plan ahead and just hopefully everything works out, and we don't have to do any cancellations or postponements or anything like that, and and we can make all this work. So we'll see how it goes.
Well, I know, Bob, you're bored as can be right now in the month of January after Christmas and New Year's. And that's a lie,
sure,
because Bob is like going like gangbusters. It feels like 24/7. So here's another thing he's added to his plate, too.
Yep. It's fun. You know, it's fun to do. I've been involved in so many things over the years that you got to provide things for people to stay local if we can. And that's my intention. If you get local kids a chance to play and stay home, that's better for them, too. So that's why we do this. And that facility up there at the college has been a mainstay for us, and that's what we need to keep people on that campus and see that those facilities and enjoy playing locally. So that's the idea behind it. Well, hopefully this will be as good as 2 years ago or better, and we'll see how it goes. Being involved in MacAttack over the years and this and my second year, I guess, so it's just fun to see kids playing and being active, and I won't say I have all the answers when it comes to these kind of things, but I'll sure provide the opportunity for them to play, and we'll see what happens.